Emma. It's great to see all of you, I should say. I don't know if anyone's had any new members since I was last here, but if we have, welcome. I'm Jim. I deputise here every so often, and it's always my absolute privilege to be here, and I always get very, very excited to be here, particularly after a day of doing audit. Then again, it's a pretty low bar, if you ask me. Right, let's get started. Let's get warmed up. So stand up, use it on our chairs, or wherever you like. Excellent. Just roll our shoulders back for me. Roll shoulders back. And forwards. One forward, one back. And the other way around. That always rouses suspicion. Good, excellent. And just sort of shake off everything you can, arms, legs. Good. And rotate your hips. Excellent. And the other way. Doesn't matter which way around you started. Good. Now, for me, I just want you to go and sort of copy me. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If you can't see me at the back, the last two were my right leg and my left leg. Okay? So here we go. 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. Well, you're all experts because I know what, a lot of you know what's about to happen next. We're going to do it again. This time, once you've finished your round of eights, we do the same round but with four. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then two, and then one. Here we go. So from eight, three, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 1, 1, 1. 3. Excellent. Good. So just take a big sniffing breath in for me, and exhale all the air. Yeah, this time big sniffing breath in and get it out in 2 seconds. And. Good, excellent. Now, this time we're going to breathe in for two and we're going to breathe out for four. And. Hold. Out. Two. Three. Four. Good, this time in for two, hold for two, out for eight. And. Hold for two. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. 7, 8. Good. This time, put in for 2, hold for 2, out for 12. Okay? If anyone's going to pass out, then please just take a breath. And hold, 2, out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Good. Exactly. Just have a big yawn for me. Good. And. Me might know that we have a proverbial slingshot, or metaphorical slingshot, so we're going to go oh-wee, like that. So if we go, grabbing our metaphorical slingshots, please no real ones, and oh-wee! Excellent, good. Here is going to be C major. So, repeat after me. Da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da. 3 and.
Da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da.
Bim bom bim bom bim bom bim bom
bim bom bim bom bim bom bim bom.
Cantabile,
cantabile.
La 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 la. Good, we had some anticipatory lalilas there, which was excellent. Great. So we're going to go from the very top. Da ba da ba da. 3 and.
Da ba da ba da. 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 Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
Cantabile, la 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 la
la, 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 la.
Great, that was excellent. That was really, really good. So for those of you wondering, cantabile is actually a word, and it means in a singing style, exactly. So whatever that means, if you're singing, you're not already in a singing style. So here we go. Sopranos, we're going to start it. Then our altos, we'll then go after that. Then our tenors, raise your hand. Wonderful, tenors, and then basses, okay? So just enjoy the ride for a little bit, basses and tenors. Three, and. Well done. Have a seat. Excellent. It always feels like we've achieved something when we do that.
Great.
Can you take
the heaters down?
Even? Are we able to take the heaters down a little bit, maybe? Cool. So, we three kings, please. We three kings. So, I have been entrusted to put all the beautiful finishing touches to your two Christmas pieces. So it feels like Christmas with the log fire heaters on. Great. So, we three kings, I just want to see what you know, and then we'll sort of stop and start as we go. No rhyme intended. Okay.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and mountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect God.
Good, okay, so that entry is really important. And rather than sort of charging up the Ford Model T, we want to make sure that we are straight in there on that air. So, our wonderful tenors and basses, like a perfect light, and they've got the note there for you already. It's actually an octave up, which I can't do. So, let's just go, guide us to thy perfect light. We're coming in there, okay? So go straight on, guide us for me. So, one, two.
Guide us to thy perfect
once more to really get that rhythm. So what happens is we go into something called 5-8, which sounds very, very complicated, but it's fine. We just go, you've just got to feel that we've got sort of one less quaver, one less little beat in the bar. So just be aware of that. So, same from guide, one, two.
Guide us to thy perfect
Now, the notes were absolutely spot on and in time, but at the moment I'm getting perfect, and that's an interesting set of words. So, perfect light, and really, really give me a nice, clear T. I can never, with me, you can never have too much T, okay? So, I'm going to steal that one for myself. Here we go,
guide us to thy perfect light.
Excellent. So this is very good. So that little entry is a little bit difficult to find out. So let's just go. I reckon if we just do it again, we'll be fine. But this time, you know that of wonder. You know it very, very well. I think it's just going, where are we coming in? So between us, we'll really find that entry. So let's go westward leading, please, bar 37. So one, two. So I would very much recommend writing a set of binoculars or glasses or whatever at the top of page 39 to say, where are we coming in? And you will be surprised how much of the notes and words you actually know. So have that trust in me. And if I get it wrong, it's my fault, not yours. Okay? Good. So from 45, we have this sort of four-part split where it gets really funky. And it sounds, just have a little listen to how the chords go from 45. Exactly, that will do for now. So very simple, but really just nice and crushy, okay? So straight in from 45. One, two. Yeah, thank you very much for joining, but just for now, just as far as matters, no worries. And... sort of musical crescendo diminuendo that you're doing, also known as messa di voce. Good, that's very, very good. Can I hear the tenors and basses do it? There's your B flat D. One, and... Exactly. This time, instead of thinking that we're going down, it's on... You actually think that you're going up, but actually go down, is what I mean. So what you're going to do, you're going to go... And you just, as though you're stepping up, but actually you are going down in actual intervals. So here we go, tenors and basses. So one, and... Spot on, that's exactly right. Otherwise you get a slightly darker vowel, but that's really, really perfect. Good, let's stick that all together. One, and... Yeah, very, very good. Now, obviously, doing that on its own is fine. We can all do that. But what we can't necessarily do is pitch it out from what the things we've been doing before. So, what we're going to do is we go from 41. Okay, just remember those notes that you were just singing. Okay? And we're just going to go straight from 41. Yeah, exactly. We did the same thing again just to really practice that. This time, when we get to our beautiful R's, can we just sort of flick on the, I don't know, the sass button a little bit? And also flick, we've got a few buttons to press. We've got the sass button. We've also got the really, really intimate button. So we're going to put it all in here. And often I use the analogy to say that we're going to have the energy to fill an A380 aeroplane, but it's going to be packaged inside a Ryanair cabin bag. Okay? all that sort of whiz air. Okay? Here we go, 41. So, one, two, and... Wonder! That's a I love the beautiful approximation that we're getting at that stage. I just want to really, really refine it. So here we go. Just listen, altos from 49. Let's do it at that speed. Okay? One, and. Exactly. And when we go, if you just listen to the first five notes, and particularly the last two we're about to do. Exactly. It's a little bit like the tenors I spoke about earlier. Instead of thinking that we're going all the way to third, instead we go all the way to third. It's much brighter.
Yeah, the alto is going one and.
Good. Now instead of bragging about how beautiful you've done that B flat, this time we're going to do it and it's going to be the same dynamic throughout.
Yeah.
And. Good. Can I just put the sopranos with that, see how it sounds? One. And. Spot on. That was very good, Spartans. Good. Tenors and basses, let's hear you from 49. So, one, and. Good. Now, basses, you have the most fun. Listen to our line. Just listen once more. Everyone from 49, here we go. One, and. About it. In fact, let's just say it. So, la a a a I t. Okay, just going to try that. So, just say it after me. La a a I t. On, go. La a a a I t. Yeah. Okay. Just go. A a I t. And.
A
a I t. And.
A I t.
You're all doing two. It. No, that's not right. It. And.
It.
Yeah, good. Okay. So that's how we're going to end it. So as long as you're all doing, if I go it, that's how we're going to end it. So can we go, please, from West for Leading, 57. Good.
One. West for Leading,
much better. Okay, let's just go straight and on light. Okay, no tenors for now. So we go straight and on light. Here we go, three, four, one, two, three, one, two,
light.
That was better. I'm going to be really clear with it now. Okay, here we go, light and
light.
That was really good. Now let's try and get rid of the subdivisions that we're all doing, which is the I like it, but this time now have even more trust in me. Nine and
nice.
Yeah, that will do. That's brilliant. Well done. Good. Now let's track back, please, to page 39. Wonder 41. In fact, why don't we? Let's go from the beginning until where we've just gone up to. So let's stand up. Okay, here we go.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts.
seat. Well done. This is the, well, this is the beauty of practice, isn't it? Again. So, we've just shown that when we do dissect it, we can absolutely do it. So it's about not panicking and we've got it. So, first of all, page 41. The lights were very good and they came off well together. Don't worry about the subdivisions at all or trying to count loads of different quavers. Just watch out there because you're all holding the same notes and I will be at the front looking like a bonker showing you exactly where to come up. Great. And if
this is what we did last week. On page 37, the exercise you just did that you said successfully applies to sopranos and altos in bar 24.
Yeah.
So you see the last bar of the third system, you also have a line, but the T in the same place as in bar 61. So the R I and then we can read the next phrase.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's a very good point, exactly. So it's going to be exactly the same place, and even, you know, if you're a bit, if you're unsure of where to put it, because there are, you know, lots of difficult rhythms here, it's just a case of looking up, and now I know that that's exactly what, to let it come with you, I will do the same thing. So, great, excellent. Now, sopranos, I just want to do your little four-part bit. You've got this amazing desk cam. At the moment, it's sounding very, very good, but it's sounding very, very mezzo forte. Okay, so let's show me a bit of a forte. 53, page 40. Okay, one, two, one. So, let's do that once more, and I want us to really kick off as we need to go on. We'll start to go on. So, here's your fresh seat. And if you can, maybe try and drop the score, because I think you might know this desk quite well. If you don't, then don't worry. Here we go. Let's just see. One, two, one. Let it show just a nice, quick, punchy T, and we will be in on our merry way. Great. This is sounding really, really good. Let's move on. Okay. So, bar 74. Into the next bit. So, what I want to do is sopranos and altos only from 74. And you might be thinking, well, actually, I'll put basses in as well. Just no tenors for now. Okay. So, sopranos, altos, and basses. 74. Exactly. So that's the really, really tricky bit. So, don't worry, just listen from perfect light sopranos. You've got to really feel those little bit of offbeat things. So everyone focusing and listening to sopranos because the rhythms are the same for absolutely everybody. So perfect light. One and. Yeah, that was very, very good. Well done. That's good. Let's just do that once more. And I want you to feel on each of the and, one, and duh, that it was really coming in at the beginning of those bars. So, light and wonder. I won't even try and do it in my chest. Here we go. Perfect light again, sopranos. On, go. On, that is exactly right. Now, altos, show us what you've got. Perfect light, okay? Bear in mind that when we get to these funky chords on the bottom, you are on the same note that you've just finished on, okay? But still important to feel those beats, okay? Perfect light, one, and perfect. think the split, I don't know how you guys have done the split, but presumably on the top system, on the R's, you've got alto 2's on the B flat, alto 1's on the D, probably. Yes? Cool. So just listen from Wonder. Exactly, that's the B, that's the alto 2's. Exactly, just the alto 2's for me, the lower ones, from Wonder. And exactly, and you're going to feel that sort of same note again. The same thing. And exactly, it feels weird because it's so late, that beat back. Well done. Now the alto one. All the way up there. Here we go. Here's your A. Let's see, yes, A. One, and. Exactly, altos all together. One, and one, and. Yeah, and it needs to feel like you've just unlocked the gates to heaven when you reach that one. Can I add the sopranos to that? Thank you for your patience, tenors and basses. And we'll go from actually and, if we can, the beginning of 79. So, one, two, three. And. Yeah, that was very good. Good job, sub ones on the top eight. Exactly. And that's exactly right, Alto. Just having the courage, one's convictions, and going for it. So, tenors and basses, let's hear your and wonder. So, and wonder, just listen. So up. Let's do that. Let's do that. And go. Exactly. Now there are only five quavers in the duh bit, and then it goes straight into glorious. So do the same thing again, and this time get heads out of copies as soon as you've stricken duh and get ready for glorious. Here we go. And go. Let's do that once more so it's really solidified. So, go!
Glorious now, beholding the rise.
Exactly, this is excellent. Can we get everybody please from 79? This is so good. Go! From 6-8. Here we go. Please, guys. 6-8, forte, R. This is the last bar, page 43. Yeah. Have the chord book. Exactly. Here we go. One, go. Exactly. So the alto 2 is doing an excellent job just really maintaining that B flat. But our alto 1s need to make sure we're going from the D to the C. So just watch out. I'll make it really, really clear. Alto 1s on their own, up on the top D. One, go. And. Exactly. Can I add up? That's excellent. Add our alto 2s in the same place. One, and. Exactly, and when our wonderful alto 1s are going down, the alto 2s have a really big responsibility of maintaining the same note, which sounds easy, but actually you've got to re-inject it with that energy to keep it bright, nice and bright. Okay, good. Can I add our sopranos, tenors and basses straight in on that R? Sorry, soprano 1. Okay, one, and.
Glorious now, beholding the rise, King and Lord and sacrifice,
altos is we get shorter. It's called diminution, and we basically just move much more quickly through the chord. So, 86, let's have a little listen from altos. Okay, and I just, let's have both altos together. Here we go. So, one, and. Exactly. Now, alto twos have a really fun job this time. Let's listen. Okay, let's do that for me. And again, three, go. Sort of almost Egyptian in nature, traditionally. Great. Listen to the alto one line now. Exactly. Let's just start for me there. Go. Let's put it all together. Soprano. Sorry, altos only. That's spot on, exactly right. Now, can we go back to Westward Leading again, 74? Good. So, three.
Westward Leading,
genuinely, I could break it down over and over again. That is one way to do it, but I think just going over it a few times will do the trick. So, can we go, please, from Westward Leading, bottom of page 45. Okay, here we go.
Westward Leading, sail our
You're doing a great job. It's, honestly, you've improved, I'd say, 50% there. Let's go all the way this time. Bar 90. Fortissimo forte extra from Sopranos over the page. Okay, here's a nice D flat for you. That's the note you come in. I can't do it, so I'm not going to try. You don't want to hear it. So when you come in, star of one, really give it everything on that D flat. Here we go, straight from 94. One, and. Extra high note. So I'm going to do everyone except the sopranos from bar 102. Have a nice little break, sopranos. You deserve it. Go one. And.
Westward we all shall
once more, so I know that T is in the right place. Let's go back to 102. Is that right? Yeah.
Westward we all shall see.
Now, let's just do literally the last bit, and then it's break time. So, let's go straight in at 106, no sopranos, but join in later on sopranos, please. I'm just trying to spare you the top notes for now. Okay, well then again, that's what you signed up for. Okay, so 106, so I realise it's in the middle of a note, but just go with it. Go. And completely correct, but I see these little critters called PP at the bottom of page 47. Now, with a choir this size, that requires, like, I would say 100 times the responsibility of each and every one of you to really create a very tiny sound. If that means the tenor and bass needs to go into the hair voice, that's absolutely fine too. And actually, that would be quite effective, though I don't get to make these decisions. So, can we go straight in on the upbeat to 110? Nice one, Gina. So, one, go.
Oh, wonder.
Exactly. Now, there's a little phrase, obviously you have to come off, but there's a little phrase called niente. And it means sort of, it means dying away, it goes to nothing. Let's just try and put that away. So it literally goes. Okay? So you almost have to feel like you're singing, but you're actually making no sound by the end. Okay? Of wonder. Go. Three. Go.
Of wonder.
Someone will actually bring you off. That's great. Excellent. Have a wonderful break. See you in 5 minutes. Oh, actually, before we do the break, there's a very important announcement which is going to be made. So I will take my stand off the soapbox. Here we go. Have a little lesson.
Could I ask Eben, please, to come and join the... They'd love to have you. as we're all aware, this is Eben's last evening with us. When he first started with us, I always had slight trouble trying to remember how to pronounce Eben. Was it Eben or Eben? And I always thought of deep and crisp and even. my little tribute is entitled Even Eben. Even when the request to pay our fees, send in personal details, or fill in commitment forms goes unheeded by some, the ever-patient Eben will remind us gently. Even when there are 10,000 sheets of music to be copied and collated, Eben unfailingly appears with all the booklets, with songs in the right order and pages all numbered. Even when there are a whole 170 of us, Eben does a phenomenal job of trying to remember our names. Even when some complain it's freezing and others that it's too hot, Eben willingly adjusts the hall's sophisticated heating system. Even when there's a last-minute issue over the lack of running water in the loos, an email is fired off by Eben to alert us to this latest crisis. Even when we're unaware of crisis behind the scenes, we know that Eben will rise to the challenge and keep us afloat. Even when the tension rises, when a concert is imminent, and his inbox is filled with apologies and changes as to who is singing on which night and who has fallen ill, Eben keeps on top of it all. Even on his last week, Eben is writing us all lovely messages and reminders. Eben, we'll miss you hugely, and thank you for all you've done for So Vocal and for the person that you are. We've got a few things to give you, and so can I ask, first of all, hi, if you could come and present you with some clinking. Can you try and show it to everybody?
So I can't wait to see what happens next. And thank you especially to James and to Lucy. And best of luck to all of you. Cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
feel like I want to be John Burko. With a quick order. Okay. Great. So, like it's Christmas, which is rather aptly named given it's October.
And it is about Christmas.
The time does go far too quickly in these rehearsals. Okay, so, I gather you know this one pretty well. So I'd like to hear what you guys do with it and what I might need to do to it. Okay, so let's go. Quite quickly. That fast. But is it collection two or four? Okay. So, here's our starting note for the basses. You don't even get to start? Oh, really? Okay, cool. So. One more time. This time, I want to give you all the task of, instead of being, let's say, I don't want to say tardy, I want to say arriving fashionably late to each phrase. We'll arrive with absolute punctuality, in, if anything, slightly early because of the speed it's going. Okay? Dynamics. And it's an amazing concept where you get singers or any musician to go louder or quieter. Okay? Now, I know you're all fabulous musicians and you know that P means quiet. Okay? So, just show me the dynamics. I won't make you do all of it, but can we just go? The fire is warm. Okay? Middle of page 49. And at this stage, we're still like our jolly whatever it is. They haven't actually given us a dynamic, but let's say a mezzo forte, okay? The fire is warm, so 3, 4, 1, 2. Ah! That was great fun. You do it so well. You obviously enjoy it at times. So, right, let's just go. There's a couple of corners that we can just, you know, sharpen up a little bit. Not necessarily in terms of pitch. Okay, so, the triplets you get so excited on. And I can see why. So this is page 60, middle of page 60, obviously. Matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will keep beating you better, believe you. Okay? So then it goes into a little duper at the end, and then you get a crotchet triplet. So it's all rhythmically quite fun. So let's just do it really, really slowly. And we're just going to go to a da. So da, 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 da. Okay? So just see, we're just speaking it with da's for now, just to get the rhythm. Okay? Three, and... Da 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 da. Exactly. Can you go da 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 da? So that's let me get that absolutely right. So da 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 da. Sorry, no, you're thinking forward question. Da da da. So that's a da 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 is the triplet on the bottom. So just go da 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 and.
Da, da, da.
Exactly, really feel that syncopation. Da, da, da. And that means we don't sing on the. That's just to give you where it's going to go. So now go. Da, 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 da. So.
Da, 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 da.
Exactly. And again, three, and.
Da, 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 da.
Exactly. Once more, three, and.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, one early bass, that was fine. And again, three, and.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that is spot on, exactly. Okay, so this time we're going to sing it at that speed. Here we go. Here's a D. I was hoping that car horn would be a D, but here we go. The D, and. Okay. Nice clear D. No. Yeah, we'll go from the no matter, okay. Three, four.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart could be beating, you better believe me. You make everything
feel like. So one. You make air. It goes quicker when we do it at speed, obviously. So one. You make air. And one.
You make air.
Exactly. And I'll pick up the triplet for now. So same thing. No matter. So one. One, go.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will keep beating, you better believe me. You make everything.
Really getting it there. Okay, let's go at speed this time, or maybe just a bit under speed. So, say notes again. So, three, four.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will keep beating, you better believe me.
That's good. When we're at speed, don't worry about the after bit. That's excellent. Good. Let's get at speed now. Here we go. So, three, four.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will keep beating, you better believe. You make everything
right. Yeah, cool. Now we'll get absolutely at speed and I won't put up the triplet and it'll be easier. Okay? So, three, four.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will keep beating, you better believe.
Don't worry, we've got the hard bit now, let's get the easy bit. So just listen from 108. So, just listen to the rhythm. Three, four. Exactly, let's just do that once more. Here we go, straight in from No Matter. We're going to be really on it this time. So, three, four.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will keep beating, you better believe. You make every day feel like it's Christmas.
Good. That's exactly right. Well done. Awesome. Okay, so the next bit I wanted to do with you is when there's a bit where we're not syncopated, we seem to not be all together. So I'm going to find an example. Okay, there was an early one. Here we go. So page 49. And the middle, where we sing, "And I don't want to miss," okay, that "and I" comes exactly on the fourth beat. There's no syncopation whatsoever, okay? So James is going to play for us from the beginning of that line. Just have a little listen. Exactly. So let's just go at that speed for now. So straight on bout. 3, 4, bout.
The Father is born, the angels are singing.
Go!
And I am born to miss the same thing.
So I think the tennis base has won the game of being on time, so let's do the same thing again. Just make sure that we're looking up out of our scores for "and I," and I promise I'll bring you in the right place. So 3, 4, 1.
The Father is born, the angels are singing. And I am born to miss the same thing.
On. Now this time at speed. That's spot on, exactly.
3, 1.
It's really important that you don't like to get the slippery snake inside of your music texture. So what we would like to try and do is leave them to the last minute. So, you make every day feel like it's Christmas, never. And just really make sure that that is a bit more snappy and a bit more last minute, okay? So, let's just, if you're unsure, leave it to the last minute. If you're really completely have no idea where to put it, don't put it in. And there'll be a few that do, okay? As I was saying, 170 of you, some of us will do it correctly. And I will be with you all the way. So here we go. From top of page 57. Nice, clear D. Yeah. So, 3, and.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Everyone stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right at the top, I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you.
That one was really good. Energy then needs to step up for the oh ohs. Okay, they're obviously trying to be quite pointed there. So let's just literally go from 108 again. You make so here's our nice D. Straight in on the bottom of page 60. Three, four, one.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day I'm with you.
Okay, out the road. Just listen from 108, people. Is that reached it up for me? Let's go. So, 3, 4, 1.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day I'm with you. Oh, oh.
Making it feel like Christmas, and you're going, oh, great, got Christmas with the in-laws. Ugh. Okay, you don't want any of that. It's exciting. Yes. Of course you can. So, just listen from Every Day That I'm With You. This is the last note. Just do that much for me. Let's go straight in on Every. For all the altos, here we go. So, 3, 4. Exactly, that was very, very good. It did feel like it was no instead of okay? So, just change that vibe and we will be there. Right, let's stand and do a run. Okay. At all the energy in the world, and remembering O's, energy, dynamics. That's all you've got to do. Just make it simple. Simple, yeah. Yeah, and they test it, I suppose. Yes, exactly. Okay. Oh, one. Okay, exactly. I enjoyed your D, but I missed bottom. The energy in the eyes, but the snow is over. Okay? Okay, really, really preparing. So, sorry, again, bass and tenors.
This will be heaven, and I don't want to miss a soul.
because it's happened twice. And that is that, you know how we have this rhythm, and I, this is the middle of page 53, fourth beat of the first bar, so heaven, and I, in terms of the basses are spot on in terms of the timing there. Sopranos and altos, heads out of scores at that point, and we're coming in together on that fourth beat. Okay, so we go straight in on every inch of central park from the last note of page 52. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4.
Every inch of central park is covered in lines. This could be heaven. And I don't want to miss a single thing. I want to put an end to all this cheer. But as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Then you want some feeling like the first thing on your wishes. Right about the top, I can. Now that we've got our singing voices in our epitome, okay, we're at the zenith, at singing quality, we can do a proper performance of this. We will do it sat down because you've been set up to turn off. So, but still giving it the quid pro quo to facilitating the sit down is that you are edge of the seats, bright eyes and bushy tails, as they say, and showing us what we have. Okay, so here we go. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder
star. Exactly. Once more. That was very, very good. I want to change two things. Firstly, is the we, and we're coming in very, very late. Instead, we've got all that. We've got four bars. Unlike the ba-da-da-dum-dum, we're not coming in straight away. We've got a whole four bars. We three kings, and we can really enjoy that and fill our tummies and our lungs with all of the air in the world. Okay, so from the very, very beginning, the other thing was that you know how I was speaking earlier about sort of we three kings is a tendency to darken it and feel as bushy as you can. Because actually, if you put the brightness in, you'll get the effect you want. So you go we three kings of awe, and then you get that ah of Orient instead of awe. Actually, if you make it a bit more ahy, you'll get the brightness you want. So two things. Brightness with the AHs and breath before the entry. And.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. O star of wonder, star of might, star with royal beauty bright, westward leaning, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect
once more. Some of us not watching. If you watch, I promise you I'm being as clear as I possibly can. Okay? Westward, westward leading, and...
Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect God.
Yeah! Perfect. Show you when we're moving on to and, okay, so I'm going tan, okay, and actually if you allow the T of light to propel you into the and, so it's lie tanned, that will get you on your merry way to moving up to the and wander, etc. Okay, so can we go please from 70, and this time I want the sopranos, because your desk amp is so wonderful, but you're still missing the entry, and I know you know it, so star of one, and just really just come in straight in that, just feel that, you know, as we come in, star of, okay? Jason on 70. Three, and.
Star of one.
Yeah. Yeah, good. I still think two things, literally two things. It's so, it's honestly magical what you're doing with this, and it's making me very happy. But, surprise, still, star of. Just say that for me. Star of. And.
Star of.
And.
Star of.
Yeah, that's how you have to feel it. And that star has to really propel you. Okay, so, that's what I want, first of all. And secondly, on this wonder, on the very, very end, it literally needs to dissipate to absolutely nothing by the end. Okay, and I will try and visualise that with some sort of crazy hand movements that I've paid many thousands of pounds to do. So, here we go. Can we please go from the top of page 45? Let's stand up and finish on a high. First time, let's go for first time, because that gives the sopranos another chance to do star. Okay, so two, and. Finish the bar before the piano, but the effect was there. So very well done. Thank you to all of you. You're amazing. Thanks to Eben. And of course, the game too.